Hello.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research. My name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Sir, okay. Do you or does anyone in your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you are aware,
I'm
very few
retired.
people. Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote?
What is the question again?
If you're gonna vote in the
Yes.
nonpartisan and the nonpartisan elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th, are you
Yes, I'm
definitely
going
gonna
to
vote?
vote.
Okay.
I am going to.
With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
I'm an immigrant and I'm white.
What is your age between 18
I'm
to
sorry, I lost
35?
you.
What's your age between 18 to 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 55, 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Which way does the Democratic Party going in the, since the last election?
No, generally speaking, would you say that Miami-Dade County are going in the right, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
The wrong way.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, quality of
But the
life and
roads are
those.
in terrible shape.
Okay, I'm gonna finish the list and then you tell me which one is the most important. Housing
Okay.
and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government or inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas. Which one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade should address?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Okay, from the list that I just read to you, what is the one thing the local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better?
I'm sorry, I still don't understand your gist of the question. I just, my hearing is bad, it's not your fault.
Okay, what is the one thing the local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better?
Fix the roads.
Okay. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in between the Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Are you definitely going to vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate. Probably voting for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I'm voting for the Democratic candidate.
Definitely or probably?
I'm sorry?
Definitely voting for Democratic or probably going to vote for Democratic?
Certainly.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just say so. First one is Raquel Regalado.
I'm sorry, we are...